Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke over there. You're listening to us in two separate areas in the southern swath of Wisconsin. I'm over here in Waukesha. You're listening to us on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. Over in Madison, you're listening to us on 1580 AM. That's WTTN. As well as Devil Radio 92.7 FM. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app, and you can always call or text at 844-967-2789. But right now, I'm pretty pleased to announce we have a very special guest, a candidate announcing his candidacy for the 5th State Senate District.
Yeah, Tom Pelswitz.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you guys?
Oh, glorious.
It's actually feeling like spring and everything, and it's yeah. Kind of like an entire mood shift once the weather starts to get really nice. It doesn't matter what's going on. It just feels better.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's ready, at least for me, it's ready to get back into it again. So,
well, your candidacy is like a wonderful flower blooming today. It's fantastic because I lament reasonable and wonderful people running for office, and you are one of those, and I'm very happy to hear that you're running for state senate. But I got to ask you, everybody's running out of this, running out of politics. Why are you running in?
Yeah, that's a great question. We obviously ran for the 5th Congressional District on two cycles. And to me, that was something that I needed to do personally to move us in a direction away from what happened in 2016 with Trump. And, what's happened in the state of Wisconsin since then, especially since the last election, I just look around and go, we need to fight for democracy. We need to get back to government working. And right now, Madison just isn't. And I just see an opportunity here. I've talked to a lot of different people. We worked really hard in this area before. And I just feel like this is a key Senate district that we have to have go Democratic. And this is an opportunity that I just can't sit on the sidelines for.
And that's fantastic to hear, Tom, because the last decade of maps were pretty difficult for Democrats. They weren't favorable. They were noted as some of the worst gerrymandered maps in the nation by several different studies. But the area that you're going to be running for, where this 5th Senate District is, it was one of the areas from those previously gerrymandered maps that was changing. We saw three assembly districts flip from red to blue in the previously gerrymandered maps. And had the 5th CD been up for election back in 2020, Joe Biden won that seat, and so it probably would have been likely carried by a Democrat. But now with the new maps that are going to be our state maps for the fall, now that the Wisconsin Supreme Court has selected the Republican gerrymandered maps, they've kind of shifted the progress that was seen in the previous 5th Senate District to be more of a toss-up than the almost lean Dem that it was trending in 2020. But you've ran and on the ballot in this area twice before. What kind of reaction do you think it's going to be from the voters that you're going to be trying to represent? What are they thinking about the current state of politics here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, and that's a really great question that we're going to be out talking to people. As far as I can tell, though, based on where things are at, people are just they're just not happy with the state of things in general. I know there's a lot of local officials who are very unhappy about having their ability to manage their local governments taken away. I know there's a lot of people who just they don't like this politics of, just distraction. And there's just so much of that happening coming out of Washington and now definitely coming out of Madison, that we just need people who want to go there and work towards solving the problems that we need to solve. And we know there's a lot of them, but we need the state government to work effectively. And that's why I want to go there, because I think I can help make that happen.
And I guess I want to follow up with that. You're going to go there and let's say you get elected, you're still going to be probably working from a minority position. Which means you're going to have to get, the other side to caucus with you. You're going to have to get them to talk to you and work with you on certain issues. what would your plan of attack be? How would that work out? Because in order to stay in that seat, if you, should you be elected, you're going to have to deliver something, or at least deliver results. And you know, how what's your plan of attack, or at least can you reveal a little bit of it?
That's another great question, and I think that remains to be seen, because bipartisanship takes both sides. I know that I've been very successful throughout my career. I know that, you know, throughout my career, I've been successful talking to all sorts of different kinds of people and figuring out what's the real issue we're trying to solve, and then come up with bipartisan solutions. And I, for me personally, I don't care who gets the credit. I just want things to happen in a way that we can deliver the results that, that people are looking for in Wisconsin. You know, better education, better roads, better schools, lower taxes, whatever we can make work is what we have to bring our heads together and figure out. But people love Wisconsin. And I was born and raised here, and I went off into the Navy, and I specifically came back to live here because I just don't think there's another place like it. But the Wisconsin I came back to in the late 80s is not the Wisconsin we have today. And, you know, our park system needs help. Our local governments need help. Our roads need help. Our schools need help. And these are all the things that we have to get back to focusing on and work together, not divide people.
Yeah, division is an interesting thing, because you want to talk to the other side, and I feel sometimes like you're talking to a wall at times. It's just, it's very frustrating. But when I actually, I mean, at least as far as, you know, the partisans that call into the show, and, you know, even certain politicians. But once you get them, you know, in a personal relationship or in a personal one-on-one, they're reasonable people that just, you know, have a different way of going about trying to get their lives together. You know, there's very few evil people out there, I think. And my goodness, we need to come together and do something to stop that. I guess. So you're going to be taking over or running against, running for, basically Dale Cuenca's old seat. He's leaving, right? Am I correct?
That's a great question. Don't know. I think the governor's map that was initially passed had him carved out. This map still, as I understand, he still lives in the district. Haven't heard from him, but it's not about running against anybody. This is running for the seat, because this is too important to think about. We have to be against things, because it's hard to run a campaign that's against if we're trying to work with and for people.
Well, I heard Senator Cuyanga's retirement speech when they did have that final state Senate session day back in, I believe, the end of February, beginning of March. So I'm just going to yell right now, no takes backsies, and Senator Cuyanga's got to stay retired then. That's my
really point. Radical.
But yeah, I'm
not sure if that's definitely going to work, but we'll have to see what happens.
I'm throwing it out there. Maybe we'll see if it sticks or not. But I think that that's an excellent point, Tom. The fact that you're not necessarily running against something, you are running for something. And so can you tell us a little bit more and share with the listeners, what are some of the views that you are running for then?
Well, I think it really comes down to figuring out how do we start passing the things that help everybody in Wisconsin. I know the Medicaid expansion, I'm a big believer in legal marijuana. I think there's a whole bunch of different things that there's a whole bunch of states around us have decided that this makes sense, and they are common sense. And I think it's good to have some inclination and some votes on them. But I think the biggest thing is I personally believe that democracy is in danger right now. And I don't think that we can have a state legislature that can decide to pass whatever law they want, knowing that they can veto, if the governor does get reelected, whatever the governor, or overturn any vetoes the governor would have. I think it's incredibly important that we have the branches be able to work together and not one branch be able to take over and do whatever they want. And I think we're seeing those results in Florida. We're seeing those results in Texas right now. And I don't think that's what the people of Wisconsin want.
Yeah, I think very few Wisconsinites, if you ask them, would be for complete takeover either party. It's really not. We live in a 50-50 state. Every statewide election, top of the ballot, outside of, I believe, Senator Baldwin in the last 6 years has come down to a percentage point or less. Evers won the state by, I believe, like 1.1% maybe. But both Donald Trump, when he won in against Hillary Clinton in 2016, and when Joe Biden defeated Trump in 2020, these are some razor-thin statewide elections that are happening, but it seems like this is going to be a pretty close election too, because the math that I'm seeing that was reported out from J.R. Ross over at WisPolitics last fall, when some analysis was done about these Republican maps and the 5th Senate district specifically, the previous 2011 maps, Biden won the 5th district by almost 9,500 votes. But under these maps, had the 2020 election numbers take place this fall, if those are the similar trends that we see this fall, Senator Kuyenga would have or the Democrat running for this seat would have won by only 570 votes. So this is going to be kind of one of those bellwether Senate districts as well. What's your appeal to some of the 50-50 voters out there? Because we know Wisconsin's got a lot of them. We're a coin toss. And how are you appealing to people that maybe haven't voted Democrat in the past?
Yeah, a couple different ways. First off, my wife and I have lived here for 22 years. We our three kids went through the Elmbrook School District, the public school district, which is just fantastic. They run a great process of making sure they identify kids and get them what they need. And we've been here in this community for a long period of time. I'm also, I'm a small business owner, and I've worked with a whole bunch of other small business owners, and I understand business. And I think it's just a matter of having people who understand all the different components that go into our economy and our society. And for me, it's about fair. How do we create the fairest possible, elements so that people have a chance to be able to go do whatever they want to do. And I fundamentally feel like we don't have a very fair model right now. And I think that appeals to people. At least that's what I think. And we'll find out as we move along here. I just think we're in a very tenuous period for our society and our democracy. And I think it's time for people to decide, you know, are we going to have free and fair elections? And are we going to understand that these clerks, who are just absolutely wonderful and do a great job for us, are doing things the right way and counting every ballot. And these elections, just, they're not fraudulent. And they've been, you know, audited and picked over and over again. But we have one party that's decided to make that the main case as they go into the fall.
Now, Luke mentioned statewide elections, and he mentioned Tammy Baldwin. And we talked about her. She seems to be almost impervious to any sort of trend. There was 150,000 Walker Baldwin voters out there. They're out there. Mm-hmm. What is she doing that everybody else? I have my ideas, but I want to know if you've seen anything from your end that what is she doing differently? And I think it just, for me, I think it speaks along the lines of what you're doing as well.
Yeah, and I, you know, at least from what I've seen, and you've seen exactly the same thing, is Tammy loves Wisconsin. First and foremost, it's about Wisconsin. And then second is she treats people, every person she treats fair, and she's just Wisconsin nice. And I think that's the attitude and the conviction that people need to have as we're working through some very difficult issues sometimes, is understanding that there's not negative intent, like you said before. It's about people want to come to solutions. So let's work on them and then come to them. And sometimes you can't agree, and that happens. But I think having the conversations is what's most important. And I think that's what's missing right now from our state government, is we're not having the conversation.
Absolutely. And Tom, we only got about a minute here left in this break. Quickly, how can listeners go and support your candidacy for the 5th Senate District?
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's pretty simple. It's tomforwi.com. So tomforwi.com has all the information, has a place where you can go. We need our nomination papers signed, so we need some people to sign our nomination papers so we can get on the ballot. And then if you think it would make sense, please donate to the campaign as we launch this. It's important we start off on a great footing.
Fantastic. So go check out tomforwi.com to learn more about Tom Palsewitz, candidate for the 5th Senate District here in Wisconsin, representing the Milwaukee suburbs of Brookfield, Tosa kind of area. Tom, really appreciate you joining us today. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.